We are, we started reading a little bit on the Ayin Tes Amud Aleph, but we'll start from the very bottom of Ayin Ches Amud Beis, just to remind ourselves where we are. The Gemara is talking about the fact that David HaMelech was the one who made a gzeira about the Nesinim, and that he's the one who said about them that they can't marry into the Kahal. And why was that? Well, so the Gemara talks about the fact that after Shaul HaMelech was killed, so on the one hand he was chastised for the fact that because of him, no Vira Kohanim was killed, and they were the ones who took care of the Nesinim. At the same time, there was Musar given to David that they hadn't given a proper Hespedim for Shaul HaMelech. So they was confused. Both at the same time, he says, yeah, you can see good things about a person and bad things about that person. Fine. So, but the bottom line was, Amar David, last four words on the page, Sha'ul Nafgaluhu, so the Sha'ul Nafgaluhu, Tracer Yarche, Shasa Velodarchele Misbidei. So, unfortunately, it had already been 12 months and Sha'ul died, so that wasn't the time to start, giving new Hespedim, that was already finished. Fine, so that you couldn't do anything about it. However, Nesinim Nikrinu V'Nefaisinu. But he said in Nesinim, when David took over as the king, so he said, look, I can't give Hespedim for Shaul. It's already been a year since he was killed. But that's when he found this out. Remember they asked him for Tumim, etc. But when he found these things out, so he it was too late. But at the same time, the Nesinim, it's still, again, they've still been messed over. Maybe there's some way we can, let's see if we can help them feel a little bit better. So, Vayikra HaMelech LeGivonim, Nesinim and Givonim are the same people. Just to keep in mind, you're going to keep on flipping the different names. The Nesinim and the Givonim are the same people. So, Vayomer Leah, Ma Estelachem, Ma Echa Perber, Ubarachu Es Nachas Hashem. That's why you got to go to the Navi Club for Men, because you'll know what's happening in these stories. So so what are you going to do? What can we do for you? How can we do tshuva for what happened to you? So vayom rilo hagivonim ein lanu kesev v'zahav, don't give us gold, silver and gold. Im Shaul im v'im beso v'ein lanu ish, there's nothing you can give us. However, yutan lanu shiva anashim ibanav v'ukanim l'Hashem. So what you can do is you can give us seven people from the family of Shaul, and we will hang them to God. And then that'll be enough. So, Mephais, Vlovais, he tried something else. And they didn't listen. So, Amar, so he said as follows about them. Shlosha simanim yesh ba'umazu. There are three symbols of a person to know that they're a Jew. Rachmanim, Ba'ibashanim, Ve'gomle chasadim. That we are merciful people. We are people who have a little bit of shame at times. And we are gomle chasadim, and we do chesed for other people. Rachmanim dichsev. I don't know that we're rachmanim because the pasuk says v'nasan lacha rachamim v'richamcha v'hirbecha. Right? Hashem says you should give rachamim, and then we'll have Hashem. I'll have rachmanas on you, and I'll make you multiply. Meaning, when you have rachmanas on other people, so then you will have rachmanas on others, and then I'm gonna have rachmanas on you, and then it'd be good for you because that's a positive thing that we do, and that Kadosh Baruch Hu is proud of us for. By shanim dichsev bavur tiyat yiraso al pneichem. Right, that we are Baishanim because Hashem says one of the things He wants to do is make sure that we have a little bit of Yirat Shamayim. We feel a little bit, uncomfortable at times. That sometimes we, that we have a little Yirat Shamayim, that we have a little busha every once in a while. Not for Daf HaShavua. The big difference between shame and guilt, right? you feel a little bit, Baishanim, that we feel a little bit, guilty here and there. Shame, not always it's positive. But fine, we have that midah. Okay? And Gomel Chasadim, Yichsev, Laman, Asher Yitzav, Es Banav, Es Beisav, what does Hashem say about Avram Avinu? Right? The thing that he's like, the reason he has to tell him about Sodom is because he knows that at the end of the day, Avram Avinu is going to teach his children, right? Shemru Derech Hashem, and what does that mean? Lasos Tzedako Mishpat. The thing that Hashem, the reason he's so committed to Avram Avinu is basically because of the chesed that Avram does, not because he's going to, learn Torah too, every day, not because he's going to, not where Shana is, but because he is a person who's going to teach his family Tzedek U'Mishpat. Okay, So kol sheyesh bo shlosha simanim halalu royally davik ve'umazu. Anyone who has these three traits, so they can be part of this nation. And l'chor, the inverse is also correct. A person and individuals who do not have this midah, so they are not able to be connected to our nation. Okay, which by the way is not surprising. This is a takana that David Melech is making. Midrabanan, right? At the same time, we always say that the rices are always, you know, Rav Shechter always points out that every time Chazal make a takana, it's always kain the rice that take them. They always make in a similar method, look similar to the rices. I was just thinking this as we're reading it. Like, that's the same thing by Amun Moav, right? Why is Amun Moav not allowed to come in? They didn't come to do chesed. So it's just, I just was thinking right now, it's interesting that even when David HaMelech goes ahead and says Givonim are out, right? Why are they out? It's again because they don't have the certain midos that they lack that we don't want to have as part of our nation. Okay, so what? So that's why he says, you know, sorry guys, this is what you're asking me. Not gonna, you're not the type of people that we want to have a part as part of the community. Okay, fine, but nevertheless. So what does he do? So first they ask for seven people of Shaul's descendants, and he says, "Ugh, this is terrible. How can you do that? You know, you don't have the midos of a Jew." And then he goes ahead and gives them seven people, right, to do exactly this. So the Ritva points out that it must be that if he's handing over these, it's to be killed, there's seven people to be killed. If you're handing them over, the Rebbe says, it must be that they were Chayav Misa anyways or something. Like, him be seven, you know, regular, innocent people who did nothing, and he's handing them over to the Givonim. But so he did, he handed them over anyways, these seven people. So Ma'ashna Hani, why these seven? Rav Huna, Hevirim Lefnei Aaron. So he placed them in front of the Aaron. Remember at this point, the Aaron's in the Mishkan. So he brings them in front of the Aaron. Kol Sha'aron Kolto Lemisa. So if the Aaron would, you know, whatever it means in a certain sense, they would grab them and hold on to them. It would go in front of the Aaron, and the Aaron would, like, you know, make them freeze. So then they were chosen to meaning to be killed, and if not, not. Says Ben Yehonasan Ben Shaul. You know some of the story, right? Mephibosheth is the son of Yehonasan, who was the Yedid Nefesh, the best friend of David HaMelech. So he gets saved, Mephibosheth. He doesn't get killed. So what's going on here? So if anyone who went in front of the Aaron got killed, so, you know, again, he chose, and Mephibosheth is one of the seven who were chosen here. So what's going on here? So says the Gemara, no, Shalom Hevir. He didn't put him in front of the Aaron, because I guess if he would have, he would have been killed. He didn't put him in front of him. So Gemara says, what do you mean? So now he's got this protexia, right? Certain people got put in front, some people not. Either the Ribbono Shel Olam is choosing or the Ribbono Shel Olam is not choosing. Right? How are we, the whole point here is, I think part of it also is, it looks bad for David. So we're trying to say, but how did he choose these seven people? Oh, it must be the Ribbono Shel Olam chose them. Okay, fine. So then what are you going to say? So now saying, well, Hashem chose them, except that David held one of them back. So he wouldn't get chosen. Right? So no, Ela Sheviro Vikalto Ubak Ubike Shel Avracham Mimupalto. No, so what happened was, he did put him in front and he got chosen. And then David davened and he got, spit out. He got out of line. What do you mean? Then there's still like favorites here going on because he's davening only for him, not for the other people. Like, what's going on? And because Mephibosheth is taken out, there's going to be somebody else, chosen on his, in place of him. Rashi says vakasi masu ponim yesh v'davar. It's like almost smack in the middle of the skinny lines in Rashi, a couple lines up from right in the middle. He says, "Ahol v'kolto Aaron lo ha'elu lahamis acher tachdav." Right now, he says someone else is going to go in his place. It had to be seven, so you're gonna have to choose somebody else. So Ella shabikesh rachamim shlo yikla tenu Aaron. No, so he davened that Hashem shouldn't choose him. Right, so that was what happened. Okay, you could still say he's davened for him and not for other people, but okay, at least he chose. He davened that he shouldn't be chosen in the first place. Fascinating Gemara, by the way, just because of some of these shailas and like. You know, how do you decide if these horrible shailas in the Holocaust, like they would come in and say, give us five people and the rest of you are saved. And how do you see the halachis, you're not allowed to choose five. If they choose and say, give us him and the rest of you are saved, you can hand him over because they chose. And so it's just fascinating because it all comes to, connected to the same question. You know, how do you choose choose individuals. The answer here is we didn't choose. The Ribono Shel Olam chose. But that type of, it's a big shayla. You know, obviously, you know, it's a pikuch nefesh shayla, how that works. Fine. So, v'hak siv. Yeah?
So assuming like, obviously, like the Rikva said, it's good. Yeah. So Hashem was really choosing and right. They deserved it. I guess maybe I'm like, shows my lack of knowing the Navi, but they didn't kill the Nesinim, right? They just, it was basically
Kohanim,
and it was just support, and yet they wanted seven. They wanted, right?
And nevertheless, David Melech was ahead and gives over seven people to be killed.
Because they didn't have, because they supported the, right, they were the, like Yoshua made them the, carried the wood or whatever.
Right.
But they weren't, it's not like they killed them. They killed Kohanim.
Correct. Okay. And it's not even these seven people who killed them.
Right.
It's very correct. True. Sometimes these seven people, it was Shaul who orchestrated that they were killed. His army, whatever, yeah. So, but that's exactly that Gemara's next question. What's going on? These guys didn't do anything, right? They didn't do anything. So why are they being killed? Children are not killed because of the sins of their children, of their father. The pasuk ends ish bechato yumas. So a person dies on their own account. They're punished on their own account, not because of the sins of their parents. So Amar Bichir bar Abba, Amar Yochanan, mutav shiti akir os achas min haTorah vayischal al shem shamayim b'farhesia. It's better that one letter of the Torah should be removed, right, which would be chalil b'chas, so to remove a letter of the Torah rather than have a chil Hashem. Right, what do you mean rather than have a chil Hashem? So look at Rashi. Vayischal Hashem shamayim. So Rashi says sheyua umos omrim ein umazu ruul di davikba sharei pashtu yadayim begerim litol mizinoseyim velo asu behen nekama. Right, meaning that people shouldn't say. Meaning what's going to happen is if we don't punish Shaul's family, so people are going to say about him, look at this terrible nation that they go after converts, they take the strangers, they take advantage of them, right? And they take their food and more than that, they kill them. And there's no retribution, right? How horrible is that? What are they going to say about this? It's actually, right, connected also to the story of Shimon Levi, right? Which we see these days, right? That what they did, right, it's going to cause this, you know, that's what Yaakov says, achartimosi, right? Everyone around is going to see, like, what's going on here, right? Even according to those Rishonim who say that they did, like, ka'alacha. Okay, but, like, what you did was now you created this sense of what people see about us and say about us. So sort of the same thing, you know, similar thing here. Yeah, maybe, like, typically it's true, lo yumsu avos habanim. But in this case, apparently what happened was so terrible that they had to, like, make this sacrifice in a certain sense in order that people should... It shouldn't be a chil Hashem. So vatikach ritzpa bas aya es hasak vatiteu la al hatzur mitchilas ketzir nitach mayim aleihem min hashamayim v'lo nisna of hashamayim nanuach aleihem yomam v'chayas etel laila. So basically, this the mother, right, the mother of these two of the sons. So she or yeah. So she, like, covered them up and made sure that no one would, you know, the animals wouldn't go out, defile the bodies afterwards. So Gemara says, but the pasuk says, someone gets killed, you have to bury them right away. You can't let them, you know, just like stay there and be out in the open. It's not correct. Why would they leave them out in the first place? Right, that she has to go and make sure the animals don't attack them. Like, they should have buried them right away. So Amrav Yochanan Mishum Rishum Min Yotzadak Mutav Shitei Akir as also Achas Min HaTorah V'yizkara Shem Shemayim V'Farhesia. Yeah, you're right. That's also halacha. But again, we were willing to violate the halacha to create a Kedesh Shem Shemayim. Why? Shayu Ovrim V'Shavim Omrim Mativan Shel Elu. Because people go walk by and they see, well, why are these seven people killed? Right? And they'll say, oh, Halalu B'nei Melachim Heim. These are princes. Uma Asu. And what did they do? Pashti Yadim Begerim Gerum. They went ahead and they attacked strangers. And Amru ain lacha uma sharui ledavik ba kazu. I said, wow, what a nation. Uma bnei melachim kach bnei hadyotos. Right, if they kach ma bnei melachim kach bnei hadyotos alachas kam vakama. And if this is what the nation does to people in their own nation who attack others, so wow, you know, and this is even, you know, chashuv people with protexia who attack gerim. So wow, what must they do to regular people who attack Gerim? Meaning, look at the respect in a certain sense that they show for Gerim. That this is how we punish people who treat them poorly. Uma Gerim Gerurim Kach Yisrael Haskam. And this is what they do for someone who attacks a Ger. So certainly, this, you imagine what they would do to someone who attacks just a regular fellow Jew. So Miyad Nitosu Al Yisrael Mea V'Chamishim Elaf. So immediately, 150,000 people joined Am Yisrael. Shneimar v'yu l'shlomo shivim elef nosei saval u'shmonim elef chotzev bahar. Because now there were, because he had 70,000 people who were, you know, these again like became like water carriers and wood choppers. So you see the 150,000 people who joined. So Gemara says, "V'dilmi Yisrael avu." How do you know those were Gerim? Maybe they were original Jews. No, lo sagadatach. Why? Tchsiv ne Yisrael lo nasan shlomo eved. So these people were avadim, and Shlomo Melech never made a regular Jew into an eved. So v'dilmi dugzar ba'ama. Maybe they were dugzar ba'ama. Maybe they were, Rashi says, dugzar. Maybe they were just the people that they hired. Right? Doesn't mean they're slaves. Right? Maybe they weren't slaves. Maybe they were just hired. So Ella Mehacha Vayisapia Shlomo Koanashim Hagarim Asher Be'eretz Yisrael Vayimsu Mea Vachamishim Elaf Vegomer Vayas Mehem Shivim Elaf Saval Ushmonim Elaf Chotzei Bahar. So basically, he says, you know, the pasuk basically says that, and this is from Divrei Yomim, that, you know, that he said, ah, there's all these Gerim who were in Eretz Yisrael, and they were the ones who became the 150,000, wood choppers and water carriers. You see, it's true that after this story, so many thousands of people wanted to become Jewish because they saw, of like in a certain sense, the way the midos of Am Yisrael, that people to be able to attack Gerim, even Gerim who we ourselves thought didn't have the right midos and couldn't join Am Yisrael. So that action showed people that it was worth it to join Am Yisrael, and therefore people did. Fine, so we'll stop here and we'll pick up tomorrow.